The pioneering work of a judge from Buffalo, New York, has sparked interest in Wisconsin for the establishment of veterans treatment courts for nonviolent offenders. The goal is to divert the increasing number of veterans with mental health or drug and alcohol problems away from the prison system and help them turn their lives around. Speaking in Madison this week, Judge Robert Russell told a group of Wisconsin judges, lawyers, and police officers that his court is doing just that. Russell says it's working because it pairs veteran offenders with mentors who are also veterans.
For a veteran to be sitting in that court and look to the right or the left and to be next to another veteran, it's fascinating, the bond, the unspoken bond that is there. And in addition, to be able to have 24 volunteer veteran mentors to work with them.
Russell says since January, his court has saved the state $12 million in Medicaid and social service costs. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton is spearheading the effort to duplicate the veterans treatment courts in Wisconsin. She says the state owes it both to taxpayers and to veterans to single them out for better treatment.
We can work to divert veterans from our criminal system. Those that are in, we can move them back out the door more effectively and quickly, save taxpayers money, bring these people into productive roles in our society.
Lawton says many county judges are already interested, and she hopes legislators will join in finding a way to help fund the program in the state's next budget. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.